Right on the spot.
Sunday is supposed to be my day of rest, you know.
Oh, splendid. Ah, Mr. J, I thank you from the bottom of my back.
Would you like some coffee, Mr. Bentley?
Oh, no, thank you. I've butted in on you long enough.
Oh, we don't mind.
As long as you remember to butt out, too.
Well, toodle-pip, at least I can enjoy the rest of my weekend now that you've fixed my weekend, eh?
His weekend ain't that end of his back, it's that end. Now look, I don't want no more interruptions, Weezy, you hear? No more.
Ah, Mrs. Jefferson, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. After all, it's a very special day for me.
Oh, really? Why?
Oh, I don't want everybody making a big fuss about it, so I'd rather not say.
I understand perfectly. Well, goodbye.
It's my birthday.
Your birthday? How marvelous. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Did you just come from my son's apartment?
Yes.
Tell me, did you notice anything special there?
Well, I thought the carpet was very clean.
I mean, did you see my birthday cake?
No, all I saw was some prune Danish.
I expect George wants to surprise me.
Well, I hope you enjoy your surprise, whatever it is.
Oh, I will. George will be planning something very big. After all, 70 is a very special birthday.
Oh, I say, 70. That should be quite an event. I remember my Uncle Alistair's 70th birthday. The entire Bentley family gathered in a dark room. And when he walked in, we all jumped out at him and yelled, "Happy birthday!"
I bet your uncle was thrilled to death.
What a nice way of putting it. Still, I don't think that's what caused it.
Caused what?
His fatal heart attack. You have a wonderful day. Bye.
Hey, hello, Ma.
And
what?
Just hello, Mama. Don't you have anything else to say?
Oh, yeah, come on in.
Hello, Mother Jefferson. What a surprise.
Oh, what a surprise. You're pulling my leg.
Are you feeling all right, Mother Jefferson?
I'm feeling wonderful for my age. I hope I'm not interrupting anything special.
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, George was just saying how nice it would be to have some interruptions today.
Oh, George can't fool me for a minute. I could always read his mind, you know.
You could.
I can almost read it myself. It's saying, "What's your mother talking about?"
Shame on you, Louise. You're almost as bad as he is.
That's the nicest compliment I've had all week.
Oh, Mr. Bentley. Is your back out again?
No, it's much worse than that. It's this.
Oh, is that all? I can sew that up for you.
Oh, no, it's not the hole that's the problem. It's what fell through it. My trepanny bit.
Your what?
My trepanny bit. It must have rolled out while you were walking on my back.
This may sound like a silly question, But what is a threepenny bit?
Oh, it's a small British coin worth 3 pennies. Actually, it was worth 3 pennies some years ago. Only there's no such thing as a threepenny bit in England anymore.
Bentley!
Not since they went on the decimal system. In fact, threepence would be more like sixpence today.
Bentley!
Only, of course, they don't have sixpences anymore either.
Bentley, here's a nickel. You can keep the change.
You don't understand, Mr. J. It's my lucky threepenny bit.
Well, it couldn't have been that lucky. I wouldn't have got lost.
But it is. It is. It's been with me since the Christmas of 55. Would you like to hear about it?
No.
I'd gone into the woods outside Hertfordshire in search of a Christmas tree, and I was chopping down this rather nice Scottish pine when a sudden gust of wind came up and blew the tree over in an unexpected direction, completely crushing the bonnet of my Riley.
That's terrible. Who's Riley?
It's an old automobile.
But another foot to the left, and the tree would have landed squarely on Susan.
Good thing you didn't have an unlucky coin. Here, let me help you find it so you can get out of here.
Yeah, but I haven't told you the really lucky part yet, you see. I had to trudge 7 miles through the snow to the nearest telephone, and when I got there, I found that the only coin in my possession was the threepenny bit, which, of course, wouldn't work in the telephone.
But wait a minute. The tree ruined your car, your girl almost got killed, and your coin wouldn't work in the phone. What's so lucky about that?
Well, Susan and I had to spend the night together in the back seat of the Riley, and if you knew Susan like I got to know Susan...
Is that it?
Ah! By George, you've done it, Mr. J. What a relief.
Are you all right?
Perfectly all right. Thanks to my lucky coin, of course. Well, I almost forgot. That special little thing going all right, Mrs. Jefferson?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mum's the word, eh, Mum? Well, goodbye. There, you see, if I didn't have my lucky coin with me, that could have been quite nasty.
That weirdo's getting weirder.
Oh, my, that takes me back. I remember bumping into a door when I was a small girl. I had a lump out to here. I was chasing after Emma because she'd taken my favorite doll.
Who's Emma?
Mama's sister.
How come I never heard of her before?
Because her and Mama haven't spoken to each other for years.
That was Emma's fault, not mine.
They had this big fight over nothing.
It was not over nothing. Emma cheated me.
When did she do that?
25 years ago.
You haven't spoken for 25 years?
Not since Friday, February the 9th, 1951.
How can you remember it was a Friday?
That's bingo night at the church.
And that's what the fight was all about.
We used to go to bingo together. And this particular night, the first prize was an electric blanket, and I wanted that blanket to weave.
Go on. What happened?
Well, I had to go to the bathroom. So I asked Emma to play my bingo card while I was gone. And when I came back, Emma had won the blanket.
Well, you came close.
I came closer than that. She won the prize with my card.
Now, Mommy, it could have been Emma's card.
The card was mine, because my card had a 9 in the top corner.
And Emma kept the blanket?
Yep. And Mama said she'd never speak to her again unless she admitted she won with Mama's card. And Emma said she'd never speak to Mama again until she apologized for calling her a cheat.
But doesn't it seem silly to keep a fight going all these years just over a bingo card?
The 9 was mine.
Okay.
Emma never used to be like that when we were young, even though she was a tattletale. She was such a lot of fun to be with.
It seems such a shame to be wasting all this time when you two could be together.
Yeah, I really loved her. I wish she'd come to her senses and admit she was wrong.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
Oh, all right. I expect we're having the champagne later on.
What champagne?
Oh, Louise, you can't fool me with your straight face.
But I
don't... Hello, Grandma. Oh, hello, Lionel. Well, now, isn't this nice? Here I am in my golden years, in the home of my wonderful son and my handsome grandson and my daughter-in-law.
Yeah, nice, ain't it?
Well, now that you're all here, why don't you all say it together?
Say what together?
You know it.
George, before you say it, can I see you in the kitchen for a minute, please?
Right away, Wheezy.
Oh, ho! So that's where it is.
I hope so. George, what is the matter with your mother? She's acting crazy, even for her.
I was hoping you could tell me.
Maybe she's already had her Bloody Marys.
At 10 o'clock in the morning.
You're right. She never drinks before noon.
I suppose you know what it is, Lionel.
What is?
It. Haven't your mother and father told you about this being a special day for someone very special?
No, they haven't told me anything like that.
Lionel, look me in the eye. Ever since you were a little boy, I could tell when you were fibbing, and I don't like this one bit.
Hey, Grandma, I'm not lying to you.
That's what I don't like.
Huh?
You're not fibbing. Oh, that mother of yours.
What about her?
She made your poor father forget my birthday.
Hey, come on, Grandma. Nobody forgot your birthday. Mom and Pop are planning a great surprise for you.
And you're not fibbing this time?
Hey, have they ever forgotten your birthday?
No.
See? Now, don't ask me any more, because I don't want to spoil the surprise.
What surprise?
Who surprise? Her birthday surprise? The one I wasn't supposed to say anything about because it's today.
Oh, yes! What you gonna tell her for? Mama, this is gonna be the best birthday you ever had.
I knew it. When do we start?
I was thinking later, much later today.
Good. I was so excited about my birthday, I didn't sleep a wink last night. Will I have time for a nap before my surprise?
Plenty of time.
Take two naps, Mama. And when you wake up, it's going to be your day. The best birthday you ever had.
It should be. After all, when you reach 70.
Mother Jefferson, I can't believe it. You finally told us your age. You're 70 years old.
I like 70 better.
Why?
Because that's how they say it in the Bible. And when you did reach 70, you were somebody special, and they waited on you hand and foot.
Seems like I've been doing that for years.
And you've still got a lot to learn. Now, don't let me sleep past my surprise.
Whoa, it's Mama's birthday.
How could you forget it, Pop?
Don't blame me, it ain't my fault.
Who's fault is?
The government.
The government?
Yeah, they moved George Washington's birthday on me.
George, I've heard some wild excuses, but...
That's the way I used to remember Mama's birthday. It's 2 days after George Washington's, but they won't let George's birthday rest in peace. They keep shifting it around.
Well, George, you better think of something and quick, because your mother is expecting a big surprise.
Yeah, you're right, Weezy. What am I going to do? I got it. Here, Lionel.
What's this for?
A birthday cake. Go ahead and buy one.
Where am I going to get a birthday cake from now?
In a bank. We don't have to teach you nothing in college.
I mean, how's the baker going to make up a special cake so fast?
With dough. Well, that's that. Quit thinking, huh?
Yeah. Except you forgot one little thing.
What?
The big surprise your mother is expecting.
Yeah,
what am I going to do? I've got an idea.
What?
I know the perfect present for your mother.
What?
Instead of giving her something, give her somebody.
Yeah, you're right, Weezy. We'll give her your maid, Florence.
George, be serious. Who's been on your mother's mind a lot lately?
Me?
No, someone else.
You, when she's mad.
No, George. Who is it your mother misses and would love to see again?
I got it. Wait till you hear my idea. I'm gonna call up Aunt Emma, and I'm gonna talk her into coming over here. That'll be the best present Mom could ever get.
Now, why didn't I think of that?
Because you're used to me handling everything.
Aunt Emma, glad you're home. Guess who this is? Your favorite nephew. No, it ain't Ellis. It's George. George. Jefferson.
Look, no, hold it on, Emma. She didn't tell me to do nothing. Look, she don't even know I'm calling you. But look, it's Mama's birthday today, and I was just hoping that maybe you could...
But that was so long ago. I bet you don't even remember what the fight was about.
Number 9, huh? On Friday, February 9th, 1954.
Well, can't you let bygones be bygones?
I mean, Mama would love to see you, and I was just hoping that you could come. But... Okay. Bye.
She's not coming.
No, something important came up.
Oh, that's too bad. What is it?
Kojak's on tonight.
Where are you going?
Oh, I don't know. I gotta go buy Mama something.
What are you gonna get?
I don't know. I'll just look at all the store windows.
Then you better take a brick with you.
Why?
All the stores are closed on Sunday, remember?
I hope Pop finds a nice present.
Well, at least we've got a cake. Mm.
Hey, Mom, how many candles are you going to put on Grandma's cake?
Well, if I put the right amount, there'll be more wax than cake. So I think I'll just put on 7 for 70.
No wonder this city's going down the drain. Nobody's working on Sunday. Everything's closed.
Couldn't you find anything?
Nope.
Boy, if Grandma doesn't get a present, she's going to feel terrible.
She's going to feel terrible. How do you think I'm going to feel? She's going to hate me?
No, George. She'll somehow find a way to blame it all on me.
Yeah. Come on, what are we going to do?
Huh. Maybe there's something around the apartment that would make a nice present.
That's dumb.
Why?
Because I already thought of it.
Well, there must be 1,000 things around here.
Look, there's nothing around here. Hey, that's it. Lionel, you are one smart kid.
How did I get promoted from dumb to smart so fast?
You said 1,000. That's what I'm going to give Mama. A check for $1,000.
Couldn't you have said 100? George, I really don't think your mother's going to like that check.
Oh, so I make it 2,000?
No! No. But what I mean is, your mother's expecting something special for her birthday. Something personal.
That's exactly what she's going to get. This is for my personal checking account.
So excited, I couldn't sleep a wink.
But, Grandma, you've been in there an hour and a half. You must have slept.
Just resting my eyes.
That's right, Lionel. But the rest of her was wide awake.
Mama, close your eyes and hold out your hands.
Oh, I'm so excited. I know this is going to be something very special.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Oh, George, it's only a check for $1,000.
I told you I should have made it too.
It's not the gift that counts, it's the thought.
And you didn't put very much thought into this, did you, George? Here.
Sure, I did, Mom.
On a special birthday like this, a last-minute check is not a present. It's an insult.
But, Mama, I'll get it.
Go get the cake. Maybe it'll cheer her up.
Aunt Emma. Hey! Look who's here! It's Aunt Emma!
Hello, George.
Emma.
Oh, Olivia.
Oh, Emma, I'm so glad to see you after all these years.
Too many years, Olivia. All wasted.
You're so right. Wait. What brings you here?
Well, I was talking to George.
Oh,
and...
George, forgive me. You didn't forget. You've given me the best birthday surprise in the whole world.
Hello, Aunt Emma. I'm Louise.
Hello, Louise. I'm so glad to see you.
You'll never know how glad we are to see you, Aunt Emma.
And here's a little present I brought to you.
Oh, and I didn't get anything for you.
Well, how could you? You didn't know I was coming.
That's right. Oh. An electric blanket.
To replace the one that you should have had 25 years ago.
Oh, no. I was wrong. It was your bingo card.
Oh, no, Olivia. If you said that was your card, then it was your card, and I was wrong.
Yes, you were, weren't you? Oh, Emma, you're so good.
George, isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. You know, I've started not to come, and then I thought, how can I stay away from my sister's 75th birthday?
I'm only 70, and you know it.
Olivia, you're 75. I'm 70. You're my older sister. You're 5 years older.
Emma, you always were a blabbermouth, and you still are.
And you haven't changed a bit. Always trying to be something that you're not. Younger.
No, I'm not. I'm 70.
You're 75. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Do you know what you're doing? You're fighting over numbers again. Do you want to go through another 25 years without seeing each other?
No. Olivia's right. I was always terrible at arithmetic. She's only 70.
No, I'm not. I'm 75. 3/4 of a century. Can anybody else in this room say that?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear George. Happy birthday to you.
Now, make a wish.
Do you know how old I'm going to be on my next birthday?
76.
85.
What?
Yes, I've been thinking. I look all right for 75, but for 85, I look fantastic.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.